Greetings to you all, and welcome to the Bible study this morning. I'd like to study some things here. I want to write some stuff on the board here. But first of all, while I'm writing, I want everyone to think about the Bible. From cover to cover, what is the message that the Bible gives us? You might have a verse that comes to mind that says it all, or a chapter that's in a nutshell. If you have something to share, just raise your hand and I'll pass the mic. So what's the message that the Bible has for us? Ron Martin.
I think the Bible could be summed up in these verses. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's John 1, 3 to 5. That's pretty much the message of the Bible in my mind.
Yes, I think so. I think there's a lot of verses that bring the message out. I'm sure there's probably many more that are thinking of verses. I'd like to just take time to share a few. I just have one here. I think of 1 Timothy 1:5. It says, "Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned." That's just another one. They're found all the New Testament. It's cover to cover. We think of Jesus. He said about the great commandment. That really is the message of the Bible. What we'd like to study this morning, those verses, they're the message to all of mankind. What I'd like to study a little this morning is what the Bible speaks, specifically to. I just have a few on here. To children, to young men, to young women, the older men, and the older women. I'd like to start with the children. What are some commandments, or what are some things that God speaks directly to children? Which doesn't mean parents, it doesn't mean church leaders, it doesn't mean kings, it simply means to the children.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Yeah. I didn't hear that, sorry.
Children obey your parents.
Children obey their parents. Yes. There's also verses that speak about, I said commandments to children, but also verses that speak about, that speaks about children. There's a verse, I'm not sure exactly where it's found, I believe it's in Ecclesiastes maybe, that... is it a wise and obedient child is better than an old and a foolish king or something to that effect? Children can learn the scriptures. I think Apostle, was it Paul that spoke to Timothy, perhaps? I'm not sure if I have the names. He said, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. I really like that. It doesn't mention that he memorized it, but he knew the scriptures. It's interesting. Does anyone have any more admonition for children that's directed to children? That's a good one. So that means all children, even in this building, all over, they can come to Jesus. It's an invitation. I thank you all for sharing verses. It's very blessed to me to see that the scriptures, that God speaks to the children. If there's any more, you can always share afterwards and more come to mind. I think we'll move on to the younger women. Now I made a difference here from the younger women to the older women because there's scriptures that speak to women. But I would like to make the difference between the younger women and the older women because there are scriptures that also do that. You might also share scriptures that apply to both. That would be good. Where did you say that was?
Bere, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection.
I think these are very good verses. We do good to be influenced by what the scriptures teach us. If we're influenced by the world, we might think it's a negative thing for women to do this. Well, it's good. If you have any more afterwards or think more, you're free to still share them, but we'll move on to the young men. Scriptures that are addressed to young men. Here again, it might be to all men. Scriptures that apply to all men. It'd be good to share them too, but
Titus again, Titus 2:6 says, likewise exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say to you.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Titus 2. Think of those verses. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech cannot be condemned. He does, if the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. It doesn't give us certain days of the week when we should practice this or with who we're with, but I think we can very well assume that it's to be our manner of life. When I see scriptures like this and think of when I was a young man. Yes? I'll bring the mic. That's very good. That's a nutshell of our Bible study there. It's got all of them. There was someone else.
Okay. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39, therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Emphasis on verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order.
If you have any more, you can still bring them up, but we'll go on to the older women. Scriptures that are directly to the older women. Yes. Yes, I was going to say it goes on there. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Okay, we'll go on to the older men. If you have something more to share about the older women, you can still do so.
That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience.
She is beautiful and graceful, like just like a deer. You should be attracted to her and stay deeply in love. My wife is quite far from me right now, but that's still for me today.
My mind went to Hebrews chapter 5, verse that might differentiate between babes in Christ and those that are full age. It says, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
That was good. I think about the older men. There's probably most of the scriptures are directed to older men, but it doesn't specifically say so. However, after being reminded what the scriptures teach, we should maybe also remind ourselves what the tendency, children for example, what is their tendency to do? Is it their tendency to obey these scriptures? Rather than to obey parents, they have a tendency to what?
Disobey.
It's very simple. And we think about what the young women were taught. Is it their tendency to follow this admonition? What is their, young women, what is your tendency?
Titus 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men.
Yes, sir. Again, I think that can apply to all of the above again.
I have a thought here to the tendency of young women. The tendency of a young woman is to, because she's young, it's the prime of her life. Her temptation is to beautify her body, to walk in that vibrancy, and to neglect the things that we read in the Titus. It's so easy, and that's, I'm saying this as admonition to ourselves, because it's the truth. That is just where we're at, and there's other things. Young women have honestly have a lot of answers. They have a lot of, like young people do, talking to myself, young men, young women have a lot of answers. And here it's directing our steps. And we appreciate that from God's word, because I believe, back to your question, what does the Bible talk about from beginning to end? I think what I think of is the kingdom of God. And you kind of have it in order, the kingdom. And at the top of the kingdom is the king.
Yes, when I think about their tendencies, I think about how the flesh and the spirit are contrary to each other. So basically what we've been instructed, our tendency is probably to do the opposite. I think I'm going to close with that, but I'd like to continue the idea for the young men and the older women and the older men. Sometimes we might think that we are following what the scriptures are teaching us, but it's good to recognize what our tendencies are, because it directs us in a different path. And I'm confident that what the scriptures teach, specifically to all of us, it is good and profitable for us to obey them. May God bless.